So we're discussing the issue of Mafkar Avdi, or Makdish Avdi, whether he needs to get Shichur or not. So we didn't do Rashi in the last piece. So Rashi is in the first narrow line, two narrow lines. So the pasuk describes being machrim, which means setting this aside, out of usage. So it says, what's it referring to? It says from different types of possessions, whether it's this, this, or this, or this. Elu avodah b'shivchus v'kananim, shim hikdishom, mikudoshim l'vedek abayis. If he's makdish, then they become kodosh l'vedek abayis. Okay. So we darshan out that there's that you're that so Rav says that when the person's makdishit, we had before that we say he means that he doesn't mean to give it over to hektish. He means since gubul kaddish, he means to free him. Here we have a pasuk which indicates that he's freed. So Grashi, what's the mile of this question over the previous question? We keep in the yellow time of mikra kasha l'rav. So we said before on the brice that we answered Rav Tana who upolig. So Rav is a Tana who upolig. But you can't answer that over here because we're darshing from a pasuk. Some more says he said over here to me. So if he said Elashim Kedusha on the Eved, so then the Eved would go free. He said it should be Kadosh the Dama, so that clearly means he's giving it to Hektish. Okay. So Mor says, if that's true, you can give that answer. Why don't you give the same answer when we asked in the Brisa before? Yehoki Iduch Nami. Am I come to the Polig of the Rav? Why do you learn that the Bryce is arguing a Rav? Tirtza, why don't you just answer it? Nami, Dome la Dome. So Mor says, because if so, we would have multiple problems, if that's what the Bryce is referring to. The Lashem Ein Gizwarma Shom Lahatsiyam Lacheris, Gizwarma Ivitayu. So, Ma rishus yesh lehem be'eved lohein lehen alabaylim elamos. Okay, so he is mechayim himself to give the value of the eved to Hektish. See, the gizra has no right over the eved. So Rashi v'kashul. So fine. So you're avoiding you're saying that the brisa can't mean ladomu. But there's another option which the Brisa could mean, which still would make it that the Brisa is not on Rav. What's that? Look at Gondomer Harei Hu Kadosh Ladomov. So now he's saying clearly that he's being Makdish the Eved. So he's giving the Eved over to Hektish. So therefore, the Gizbor does have power over the Eved. We can discuss, can the Gizbor be, we need to say the Gizbor can't free him, he has to sell him. That makes sense? But since he didn't just say Kaddish, he said Kaddish Hu L'Domov, so that's not Rav's din, he doesn't go out L'Cheris, so we have a way out to learn up the Brisa, which would fit with, that it's not Chal Madam Chalkas and Rav. So what would it say is be, actually Kaddish Mocher, it'd be Kaddish, you'd have to sell him, but Rishusa Sublimkor, and the Gizbar has power over him. Kumakdish Karku Behemoth Tameya. So what does it mean more mean? If you're just being Makdish Ladamov, the Brisa doesn't fit, and therefore we couldn't use that as a way to answer Rav. We have a way to answer that the Brisa is arguing on Rav by saying Kaddish Ladamov. Everything the Brisa makes sense, and it's not, there's nothing to do with Rav. So here's what Rashi says That's the point that Tosis points out. That's not just a question of intent over here, which then, if the person would say, otherwise, clearly say explicitly, would be different, then the Rav Zin is intrinsic in the language of Kedusha that he's goes free. So Rashi treats you should answer like this. The Kiyum of the Shach, Bekufa, Lash, and Kedusha, that we could touch up in regards to the Eved himself, that the word Kedusha means that I'm Kadosh, that he means he's Kadosh. Kiyomer, Harehu, Kadosh, Ledomov, Chayle, Agufoy, Lemehavi, Ben Chorin. So he'll become free. Where do you find such a concept? Kedekai Malon, Bematis, Trimon, Lebedekabayas, then Yotim, Ede, means Beach. Increases of the Tamura, changes the Gerson to Menachas. So we have a Yisoid that a person takes a behemoth, which is a behemoth Tamim, Tamima. He doesn't have any mum, and he's makdish it for better kabayas. So the loch is it's given over to the Mizbeach. They would sell it. They would sell the tzarchei behemus, the tzarchei karbonus, and they use the money for better kabayas. But you have to mark it as a korban because since it's worth being a korban, the fact that he decided once he made it hektish, it belongs to the hektish which fits it, and the fact that it's a better kabayas doesn't change that. So saying that the etzem goof of the evidence should be kaddish. The Dome of Rashi learns that since the Shaykh Alash of Kedusha on the actual goof of the Eved through becoming part of Klal Yisrael, that Lashon would be Chal even when you send the Dome up. So it means it's not a question of intent over here, it's a question of what do we do with the Lashon of Kedusha. So, Zakrashi, once that's true, So the question is, or if the Peshat over there, the reason why it works is because you put Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash on it, but once it's Chal what fits on the Eved. So over there, they're both Kedusha. Kedusha is Mizbeach, Kedusha is Beis HaGabayis. Over here, it's like a totally different type of concept. The more is mashim one place that's a dinder abanon. He bets him he was makdish. He wasn't makdish to mizbeach, but we don't want taking behemoths which are roy from mizbeach. They're not balmum, and putting them to better kabayis. So the chomim were misakin that once the kedusha is chal. It's either one of those understandings that doesn't fit well in Rashi. The Rishonim asked in Rashi, but so that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. We were talking about in Shir on Friday, that's Rabbi Russell's question. Right? So Rashi would answer that. Zak Rashi Hilchah Alkerchah Masis and Pliga. So if Rab's din is true, that Lashon Kedusha means Kedusha that he should go free, so then the Bryce has to argue. The memor of the chiyomer harehu kadosh loy loshen am kadosh havi el loshen hektish nimarcha b'damav. So the brayse would say it should become kadosh regards to the base of mikdash and not kedusha the goof, as arguing Rav's whole concept. Okay. Okay. Is that the Gemara? Toshma, second last line. Hamakdish Abdoi. So the loch is Oisav Oichel. Shalhikdish Aladamav. The work still belongs to the Odin. So he can still work for the Odin. And therefore he has the right to be fed. By the Odin, he has to be fed by the Odin, as opposed to saying, "Oh, let Hektish feed him." because he wasn't makdish the Maisa Yadayim. But rather he meant that it's he wasn't makdish the actual Eved, which then he can't benefit from the Eved, that would be Me'ila. He was makdish the value of the Eved to be sold. So that's but the actual good for the Eved doesn't come Kaddish. So here we see again that he's makdish him you don't say that makdish avdo like Rav that he goes free. So for instance, how money he remayer he domer in elnam mitzi the war of the batala. So that when a person uses a lashon of hekdish, a person uses lashon of so we say that he means to be that we should construe it in a way that it, that'll be chal. Because he wants it to be effective. He doesn't want to say something which is, you know, listen, I'm sorry, buddy, you said it in the wrong way, so it's no good. He wants it to be effective. Shouldn't come out of Batala. So we say over here he must have meant that should be that, which you mean with the comment the Rashi is saying that we have a lashon of he clearly wants to be makdish to the base of Mikdash. So we construe his language in a way that it should be effective, which means he was makdish for the value. So how can I start with the Tony Sefer v'chein who shehikdish atzmoi oisav oichol shehikdish el adamav. So the Eved is makdish himself. Now, so the Mar'iyam would be some of the Meir, he shopper. If it's like the Meir, so we say, listen, even though obviously the Eved doesn't own himself, and there's no way he can be makdish himself, he means he's committing to give his value to Hekdish. So even though it's not what he said, but that we construe it in a way that it should be that it should have some effect. So if the price is going like Rameyer, sharper, that makes sense, the last statement. And they don't intervene with these type of constructing his language in an effective way. We say, let's see what it says. So Bishlama Avdoi, so in the ratio where the other is being makdishim, so we could accept maybe the demei koi. So vis-a-vis the Odin, he only owes the Eved, the reason why he has the Eved is for the value, so he's being marked as that value. Eliyu, the demei koi, so but vis-a-vis himself, he can say, well, you know, he means being marked as his value. He's not Omer Ladomov, that's what he meant. So it must be the prices are mayor. Takrashi Oysa Lama Chesim Beis Oysa over the bottom line. The Eved works Boichel Bein Maisa Yodav Hektish, and that which he works is not Hektish. Shaitish Ela Domav Lo Omer Ela Harehu Hektish Lo Domav. All he meant to say was that the value of the Eved is given over to Hektish. The same thing as giving karka or behemoth tamei. The heck doesn't have any uses of the karka or the behemoth tamei. The whole kedusha is that it should be sold. How many remeir he domer? And not much of the word of the batala. The hektish the batala. When he's marked as something, he wants it to take effect, be construed in an effective way. The Tanya. So the Torah does not give an erich a din of erich to something other a person under the age of 30 days. So Rameir Amr Noisin Domov, so he gives his value. Now So a person says Domov, we evaluate whatever this, what the person would be sold in the shuk, if they be an Eved to be sold. You give that amount value to Hekdesh, if you say Domov. If you say Erech, the Torah gives set amount, how much he has to give. It's possible to sell a child under the age of 30 days, and therefore if you would have said the Domov, the Hekdesh would be chal, whatever that value is. But he said Lashon of Erech. So Chachamim say, there's no such thing as Erech to a child under 30 days. So he didn't say the Domov, so that's it, nothing happens, no Chiyuv. Rameir says he has to give Domov. We say he meant for Domim. What he meant to say was Domim, and he said the wrong language, so we're going to construe it in a way that it should be effective. So, Hachinami, Yudeya Shein Ha'Evid Roy Lola Hakrab Roy Lola Binyan. You cannot use the actual body of the Evid as a korban. You cannot use the actual being of the Evid for Benek Abayis either. You don't build with him. You don't build him into the building. He meant to say I want to give the value. See, but he didn't say that we can show that's what he meant. So you remember Shlomo Remeir, the next case where the Eved is saying about himself. It's not just that the Lashon of Hekdesh means intrinsically selling, which wouldn't be relevant if the person talked about himself. I'll rather mishum the ain moitzid the word of the Vatala. Who? The reason is because the person is not moitzid the word of the Vatala. And therefore, Kamosha Omar Dama Valai. Like the person saying, I'm going to give the value to Hekdesh. V'yesh lehen olav mos, and therefore Hekdesh has a claim of money on the person. Hanu l'chayv los his domim, so therefore it makes sense that the case of the Eved talking about himself, he has to give money. He knows he can't be makdesh himself. So he means the shem domim. Eliyamet rabbanon, the time of mishum the makdesh stam the davar shein roy legufay. Hekdesh l'dom of lemacher, that the chum hold of the dimming mathish these things, they hold such a concept. We hold the time we can reconstrue that he meant to say l'dom of, but rather we say that putting a kedusha on him becomes a kedusha, which is chal for mechira. So more so, that makes sense when we talk about the odin. It doesn't make sense to talk about the avid and doing it himself. You can remember Stame le Damim Koi. The Eved is Omid for Damim. And therefore, Rachakama Rehu Kaddish Limachos, as the Chaman say, that's what the Adin meant. Al Ba'atzmoi, when the person is being Makdish himself, Mi'ika Lememar, Shehe Kaddish Limachor, how can you say that is included in his words? He meant to say, the kedusha should be effective for mechira. Yesh damim leben charen. Ma mechira yesh by. Where is the mechira? Ella, Remeri. V'lav de mashu milsa le damim. You're right that Batsman's words do not mean damim. Amitoch shen al mitzvah d'var v'latala. Gamar b'lima v'amar demei atzmi alai. He meant I want to give that amount. V'adamar hareni hektish. When he said that, it means shaman osake eved b'loshi yimacher, but not that he's actually sold. It means we evaluate him. V'gabi eved nami en reshus to gizber no love elamos yesh dan elabaylam. So then going back to the price of before, according to the mayor, the gizber has no claim over the item because he wasn't makdish the item. He was makdish the value of the item. So betzim tzachi of domim that he has, corresponding to the value of the item. The item is just the vehicle to tell you how much we're talking about. But the gizbar has no claim over the actual item.
The last few words, yesh lehem alabalim.
Elamos yesh lehem alabalim, yeah. They have a claim of money.
against the Baal, not against the Eved, for the Eved's words?
No, I'm saying whoever's saying that phrase, they have a claim of money. So if the Odin's saying it, it's a claim on the Odin. If the Eved was saying it, it'd be a claim on the Eved. The person saying it about himself, it'd be a claim on him. Whenever you're talking about an item, and you say this language, it doesn't mean that the item becomes kaddish. It means that there's a chiyuv momen on the person who's saying it, whoever that would be. Usually, it's the one who's saying it, it's the Baal. Okay.